This is the Tech Talk Podcast from RNIB. Tech Talk.
Geek out.
Geek out.
Hello, welcome to a special edition of Geek Out. It's only just started and we're into specials already. But hey, it is great to have you here. Thank you for tuning in. Yeah, special Geek Out this week because it's CSUN all week and loads of interesting things happening, including a big announcement from KNFB Reader. Now, for those of you who don't know, KNFB Reader is the app that gives you access to OCR and all kinds of things, actually. But I'm not going to tell you all about it. I'm going to let the guy who knows most in the conversation. I caught up with Joel Zimba from NFB, the National Federation of the Blind in the States, to talk about the announcement that took place earlier on and why it's such a big deal.
So let me set the scene for you real quick, just so you know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
I'm at the Manchester Grand. That's where CSUN is every year. And I'm on the second floor of the hotel. And I'm in a little nook. I'm in a little corner where there's like a, it's not quite an alcove, but it's just like a little corner. And I'm sitting here on the floor. And I heard once from an NPR reporter that a lot of the times they'll put a towel over their head to sort of shut out the ambient noise. So I draped my leather jacket over my head, and I'm talking to you from under it with, of course, the phone sticking out. And I must look like a lunatic. So you know, if theater of the mind for all of the listeners out there, this is what you're getting. This is me on the spot reporting.
That is definitely on the spot reporting. I think we really are putting you on the spot there. Joel, it's really good to speak to you. Thank you for joining us. And even though you are under a coat in San Diego at the moment, it is good to hear you. And
it's my pleasure.
It's really interesting because, you know, we've had a lot over the years about KNFB Reader. And the app has been so successful. Everybody talks about it and really holds it up as an example of how these kind of apps can be and should be done. But you have a big announcement. In fact, you've made a big announcement at CSUN this year.
We have made a big announcement on Wednesday, March 1st at 12 o'clock. KNFB Reader was successfully launched. And we partnered with Microsoft on this. In fact, I've been working for the National Federation of the Blind for about a year and a half now. And probably on my second week, they said, hey, we have this Microsoft project. We're going to switch KNFB Reader to Windows. We're gonna get that up and going. And so since then, this day has been on my horizon. You know, it seemed like for a long time we weren't getting any closer. And then big steps were made. And then we held off for a while, and then more big steps were made, and that's a big unfolding story, which I'm glad to tell you. But now the day is here, and KNFB Reader is alive and well on Windows 10.
You know, making an app seems everybody's doing that these days. They're all making apps, and it almost becomes, you know, what, you don't have an app? What, you haven't created an app? You don't know how to make an app? But when it comes to Windows software, that's a very different ballgame. How did it progress from app to a desktop app?
Well, it's funny you call it a desktop app because it really isn't. It started off life on the Windows phone because we knew how to do mobile. And we said, well, we'll just get it going on Windows phone. And it turns out that there's this development system called the Universal Windows Platform. That's UWP. It's probably a Microsoft trademark thing. And that means that an app that you develop using those, you know, development rules and that structure can run on any device that can run Windows 10. So we are talking Windows phones, tablets, laptops, and even desktop computers. You know, basically any device that can run Windows 10 can run a universal UWP app. So in a sense, we're still playing on the same ball field we always have been. We've developed an app for Windows. And it just means that we know that it's going to run on all these devices, and it takes a lot of the headaches away that you would have if you wrote a standard application.
So what's so different about this version of KNFB Reader on Windows that is different to what's currently available on iOS, Android, and Windows Phone?
That's a good question. You know, the big difference is that KNFB Reader for Windows does not have to be aimed at the mobile platform. We're venturing into new territory in that people with desktops and possibly quite old desktops, it's amazing what Windows 10 can run on. And as far as I can tell, if it can run Windows 10, it can run KNFB Reader. It might be a little slow, but you can do it. I see the main use for a lot of people having a desktop with KNFB Reader is processing inaccessible PDFs, and it does a very good job of that. And of course, you can do that on the mobile platforms already, but I think that's a great use when it's right on your desktop. You come across a PDF that might be inaccessible, and there are still a ton of them out there. You can just pass it straight into KNFB Reader. You can even make it the default application to open PDFs. But more importantly, you can use any flatbed scanner that is compatible with Windows 10. We haven't tested every one of them, but all the ones we've tested work fine. You can use any kind of document camera. So the big dogs like the HoverCam, there's another one out there called the ZiggyCam. Those are document cameras specifically made for taking pictures of documents, right? So they have the camera on a neck and it points down at the table and you lay a document under it. And a lot of people have seen these. They're around. You can even use some pretty no-brand webcams and get a decent enough picture for it to read to you. You can find some for fairly low cost. I think someone told me that he used a camera that costs like $20 and it's just sort of a general little webcam. And if you held it the right distance, you take a picture and it works. So getting these devices to work is largely through the magic of Windows 10. We didn't have to do a whole lot to make that happen. But what we did have to take into account is that the environment is different. It's a more fixed environment. It's a more stable environment. So, for example, you're not as reliant on things like the field of view report. If you're a KNFB Reader user, you know that the field of view report is some of our magic that makes it possible for a blind guy to take a picture. And it tells you how much of the page is visible. So there's less of an issue with that. Once you get your camera into the right place, you slap something under it, you know it's going to work. And a lot of that mystery is gone. So just like other OCR packages that might run on your computer, you take a picture and it's up and reading. And KNFB Reader does that. It does it very, very quickly in the way you'd expect. And we think it does it at a pretty exciting price point.
Okay, so let's imagine an alien has just arrived from another planet and that alien happens to be partially sighted. And you want to tell this particular alien all about KNFB Reader and what it is and what it has been to this point. Do you want to outline that for said alien?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So in late 2014, KNFB Reader was released for the iOS platform, iPhones, iPads, that sort of thing. And by the way, KNFB, the NFB is for National Federation of the Blind. We own KNFB Reader LLC. And of course, the K is for Kurzweil. So we are using the Kurzweil technology that's been evolving alongside, you know, and in conjunction with the National Federation of the Blind for the last 40 years. So KNFB Reader became an app. It long ago in the early aughts, it was a hardware-software combination device. It was on a Windows PDA, and then it was on a Nokia phone. But it made in 2014, it made the strides to become a full-fledged iOS app. And then about a year later, the Android app came on the scene. So then we were the two mobile platforms out there. And what KNFB Reader will do is this mobile app uses the camera on your smartphone or tablet or other device to take pictures, and those pictures are then recognized through a process called optical character recognition, and the text is turned into basically computer-readable text. And that text is then read with synthetic speech. It is shown on the screen in easy-to-read format with highlighting, and it is also available in refreshable Braille based on the assistive technology you're using.
So how are you translating all of that into the Windows platform?
In large part, nothing has changed about the core functionality of KNFB Reader. It still recognizes an image. Maybe the method by which the image is captured has changed. But in large part, nothing has changed from the processing of the image onward. So it's still recognized using the same high-speed recognition system that you know and love from KNFB Reader and of other flavors. And it is displayed on the screen, and it is read using Windows-specific speech synthesizers. And in later this spring, when there's a Windows update that includes Braille, Narrator will also provide Braille support. And of course, you get Braille support now if you're a JAWS user.
It's clear that there's a demand for this. You know, and as I mentioned earlier, you know, loads of people are talking about KNFB Reader. It is the one app that tends to come up top. If there was a top five list, you know, it would always be number one in my book, because it just always comes up at the top. It just does it so well.
Is that because, you flatter me. Thank you.
Well, is it because the people behind it are blind or partially sighted themselves?
That's absolutely part of it. It is blind people making the app, and we have strict requirements, and you know, we wouldn't release something into the wild that wasn't completely accessible, and we wouldn't release something that didn't meet our needs. So yeah, you know, that is part of it's kind of the unstated design philosophy. You know, we know what it takes to be something that we will tolerate using as blind people, and of course we know, we think that we're clearly the experts in the field, and if the app doesn't pass muster with us, it's not going to pass with anyone else.
Well, quite. Okay, KNFB Reader, one thing that did come up a lot, you know, I've given you lots of praise, but actually one thing that did come up was the price. You know, when it comes to an app on your smartphone, you know, the price was a little bit higher than you would expect to pay for another app. Is that something that's the same in Windows? Is that, and if that is the case, why is it more expensive than other apps?
So there are a couple of answers to that. I'm going to change the conversation for just a minute, and then I will get back to the question. And if I don't, you can restate it, and I will answer it.
If you go all Donald Trump on me, I will come back.
No. Let's. We're great at apps. We know everything about apps.
The rest is fake news.
I can do apps like no one else. Okay, so the other way of coming at that is the closest competitor, let's say, or at least one of the major competitors on the Windows platform, is K1000. And how much does that cost? I'm not actually sure, but you know, it used to be quite a few hundred dollars. So, in a sense, KNFB Reader is undercutting anything that could be construed as competition by an order of magnitude. And there are some other competing products, many of which are hardware based. You know, I don't want to go through the whole list. I don't think that's a fair thing to do without other people representing them on the podcast. But there are products that you can pay thousands of dollars for that won't give you the recognition quality and won't give you the speed that KNFB Reader does.
Yeah, I suppose the flip side to that argument is, you know, JAWS is $600 to $800 and NVDA is free. You know, there's always an argument, isn't there, to be made on that one. But again, yeah. I mean, I get, and I think we all get, you know, blind people get it, sighted people get it. You know, these things cost money to make, and they are going to be bought by lesser numbers of people than a mainstream app. So that's fair. But, you know, I think it's just one of those things, isn't it, that, you know, cost does come into it. Or do you, does cost come into it? You know, I suppose, it is, you know, when you spend 600 quid on a smartphone, do you think about paying for an app?
You're making the argument for me there. If you're going to pay $700 for a smartphone and you want to make it able to read things to you, a large number of printed documents that come through your life every day can just be read by KNFB Reader in seconds. You know, what's the price on that? It might be priceless. So another answer to that question is, how many of the other apps that you use, if they even work, and I'm not going to debate that part because a lot of them won't really deliver, but how many of them have a support number or a support email? And by the way, that's support@knfbreader.com. You can email me. It comes right to my desk. How many of them offer that kind of support? And I'll venture to say zero.
Okay. And in terms of the Windows platform, will there be a cost attached to that?
There will be a cost attached to that. The app is priced at the same price as KNFB Reader on other platforms. So the regular price is $99.99. And at launch time, it was announced earlier this day, it was announced that for a very limited time, KNFB Reader, thanks to support from Microsoft, is going to be available for $19.99. And of course,
quick.
that's a And of course, that's going to be adjusted based on your country. So, I don't know what the exchange and the VAT would make that in the UK, but it's aligned accordingly, the same way that the App Store and the Google Play Store do that. So you will notice that it is discounted by 80% in your location, and grab it while you can, because it's not going to last long.
Is it a way, or is it something you might be thinking about doing, that you can buy KNFB Reader for one device and then it's available across them all, rather than having to buy individual licenses, if you like?
It's funny you should ask. We do have a product called KNFB Reader Enterprise. It did a very quiet launch a couple of months ago. And as the name implies, it's largely aimed at organizations, be it schools, rehabilitation agencies, colleges, that sort of thing, or even companies. But KNFB Reader Enterprise is licensed outside of the App Store ecosystems, meaning that you would buy a license from a distributor, be that a local company or the National Federation of the Blind or any of the other ones we have. And that product, that license, can be used on any of our platforms. And KNFB Reader Enterprise will be released for Windows later this year. We're aiming toward the end of March. We think that's a pretty hard deadline. We don't anticipate it being later than that. And if you're already an owner, your license will run on the Windows Enterprise platform as well.
Okay. So in terms of finding it, I mean, again, with the KNFB Reader app, you can get that. Is that available on iPhone and Android?
It is available on iPhone, Android, and of course, in the Windows Store, you would just search for KNFB Reader. And there's a link to it on our homepage, of course.
And if you want to get it for your PC, where do you find it?
So you have Windows 10. You got to have Windows 10. I keep emphasizing that because plenty of people have not made the migration. And, you know, part of our work with Microsoft is to say that, yes, we think that Windows 10 is ready for your use. And Windows 10 is ready to go. And here's our app to prove it. So once you upgrade to Windows 10, you can go to the store, the Windows Store, and search for KNFB Reader, and it comes right up, and you can purchase it.
Well, I wish you all the luck with it, and I look forward to trying it.
Thanks. Well, we're excited to hear what you think of it.
Great. Big announcement from CSUN. Thanks, Joe, for coming on and telling us all about it.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me and working with me to make this happen.
Yep, great to have Joel on, Geek Out number 2, and also to talk about such a great thing, which is the launch of a brand new product. And you know what? It's a great product. Do try it out. And, you know, if you're getting it on a sale, hey, even better. You can check out more podcasts from us on Tech Talk and Audio Boom and on iTunes. And just a reminder that you can catch up with all the CSUN coverage on blindbargains.com as well, if you want to keep up to date with the guys who are actually there on the floor, not literally on the floor, unlike Joel there, but actually in amongst the crowds talking to the exhibitors. Blindbargains.com is where you'll get the coverage. That's it for Geek Out. More to come soon. Thanks for listening.
Tech Talk.
Geek Out.
Geek Out. Thanks for downloading the Tech Talk podcast from RNIB. Find more podcasts from RNIB on Audioboom, iTunes, and the Apple Podcast app.